What up, CITR? It is a 1 p.m. on Friday, June 6th. This is Betty Ford. This is The Broadcast. Coming up, a very special edition of The Broadcast today. We're going to have live on the air from New York City, Heloise and the Savoir Faire. Live interview. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night with DJ Sammy Joe from the Scissor Sisters. We will be giving away tickets. We will be finding out Heloise's innermost thoughts, so you don't want to go away. Don't touch that dial. This is a track from Heloise and Love Affair called Downtown here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM Vancouver.
mean, nothing's nothing to. If you added up one plus one, would it equal more than just you? There's so many horses and steamboats, faces and places to stay. There are infinite pandas, bananas, chinchillas, gorillas to play with. What is the plan, my man? Can you help these understand stages to enlightenment, the space between a no or yes? Is this my paradise lost? Will I get up and what's the cost? What was last will come first in another universe. You wanted it to be so easy. Easy on you, it's not easy on me. I'm afraid I can't do it, cause you hold the keys. Oh, you golden scepter, all except me. Feels like I'm running in crop circles, running in a field of dreams. What is the plan, my man? Can you help these understand stages to enlightenment? The space between a no or yes. Is this my paradise lost? Will I get up and what's the cost? What was last will come first in another universe. What is the plan, my man? Can you help these understand stages to enlightenment? The space between a no or yes.
What up, CITR? You are tuned into the broadcast. I'm DJ Betty Ford, and we're listening to some Heloise and Love Affair and the Savoir Faire, and some more Heloise and the Savoir Faire. And this whole hour is about me getting through this entire show without calling Heloise and the Savoir Faire Heloise and Love Affair, because my two favorite bands right now are Heloise and the Savoir Faire and Hercules and Love Affair, but we are here to talk about Heloise and the Savoir Faire. They are calling us from New York, hopefully, any minute now. You might not have heard of Heloise yet, but you will. The tale of New York electro-rock outfit Heloise and the Savoir Faire reads like an especially juicy gossip item. It involves luminaries from the worlds of fine art, film, television, underground music, and even music vets. These all make perfect sense once you've become acquainted with the charismatic pop polymath that is lead singer Heloise Williams. Their debut album, Trash Rats and Microphones, was self-produced and engineered by Andrew Schneider at Translator Studio in Brooklyn, New York, and the result became 12 original songs that marry New York rock, disco rhythms, and effervescent synth pop to Heloise's succinct, idiosyncratic lyrical style. The giddy opener Illusions, which we heard, that was a track we just heard, mixes funky bass, bongos, and a pumping track to push the excitement meter into the red. Heloise even flips effortlessly from erotic whisper to full throttle wail, then back again against the mechanized hand claps and squelching low end of Datsun 280Z. Another track we're going to hear today features Deborah Harry of Blondie, of course, singing on Canadian and Chang's, and also on the Lean and Sinewy Downtown, which is the track that we kicked off this set was. I was obviously reading from their press release. I'm sure you could tell that. But we've got lots more Heloise and Love Affair coming up. As mentioned, the first two tracks we heard are from their debut album, Trash, Rats, and Microphones, on Elia's Yep Rock / Simeon label. Now we are going to hear some more Heloise and Love Affair, as well as new tracks from Procon and Ladytron after these messages. Where are the messages? Yes.
Narcissism. So Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Take to get to disco. Hey.
Check, check. Is anybody there?
Hello.
Hi, yes.
It's Ashley. I have Eloise for you.
Great. We are live on the air right now because I don't know how to work the phones any other way than by doing it this way. So we were just listening to Blonde Redhead. That track was Equius. Right now, CITR listeners, you are in for a very special treat. This is the broadcast. I am DJ Betty Ford, and we are live on the air with Heloise from New York City. Hello, Heloise.
Hi.
How are ya?
I'm so sorry that I was late. We're actually in the airport coming on our way to Vancouver, so...
Don't worry about
it. What time is it? Oh, my God, I missed it.
No, not at all.
I didn't totally miss it, so...
Not whatsoever.
Thanks for having me.
No, my pleasure. We are here till 2 p.m., and I'm just thrilled that you called. I've been playing our listeners some of your music. We heard Downtown off the top of the set, and then Illusions. We heard Disco Heaven, and we're just so thrilled that you're coming to our city tomorrow. Is it your first time playing live in Canada tomorrow?
We are so thrilled, too. I've never been to Vancouver, so I heard it's, like, the most beautiful place on Earth. So I'm totally excited.
That's wonderful. So this, your debut album, Trash Rats and Microphones, this is your first full-length with Heloise and the Savoir Faire?
Yeah, I sort of self-produced an album a couple of years ago, but it wasn't, like, really, like, released. This is our first, like, official release.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. It's totally terrific. And, I read your bio, and I couldn't help but just, crack up, but just feel so touched that you also worked with Peaches, and she was also someone who inspired you to take your music further. That's what it says in your bio. So that's true, right? Because I heard about, she told me about her MIA being on tour with her and how she encouraged MIA to go into music, and she encouraged me to go into music, and you as well? You were on tour with her?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I was on tour in the sense that I drove around a Ford, like, Explorer or something. I was, like, the driver merch girl.
Oh, great.
There was only three of us in the car, so it was... the tour where she was opening for Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
And she had her friend Mignon with her, who is also amazing.
I love Mignon. I know her quite well.
I've been in a jazz band before, and I was writing my own music on my computer and stuff like that. And so when I saw them up there just doing this incredible act just by themselves, I was like, this is...
Yeah.
I mean, it's so gutsy. And I was like, I just have to get braver
and just
do it. So I used to do that sort of scheme-ish thing. I had two dancers, and it was just me and my laptop. And then the band came a little bit later, but the band has really totally, like, fleshed it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's really so fun to play with live musicians, too.
And it's a totally original sound, and you can very much detect your jazz background in your vocals. Who are some of your favorite jazz singers?
Ella Fitzgerald, I think, is probably my favorite. I just love the way that she scats. I know it sounds kind of rude, but
it only sounds rude if you don't know the original.
Again, unafraid, she will do whatever. Like,
yeah,
make the weirdest noises. So Elvis Gerald, I guess. Billie Holiday. I also like Sarah Vaughan a lot.
Yeah.
I guess. Actually, while we were doing this album, I was listening to Betty Davis, who isn't really a jazz singer.
No, but she's
more like a funk singer. But
she's
isn't afraid to go kind of out, I guess.
Oh, yeah. We play a lot of Betty Davis on the broadcast.
Oh, I love her.
She's probably one of my favorite artists ever. So what was it like working with Deborah Harry? Deborah Harry does vocals on Canadian... Is it called Canadian Changs?
Yes, it is called Canadian Changs, and we're very happy that we get to play Canadian Changs in Canada.
what's the song? What does that mean?
It's a little bit... Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, whatever. I'm the worst at that, too. I just want to know what the song kind of means, and what was it like working with Deborah Harry?
Deborah Harry is obviously one of my heroes.
Mm-hmm.
She's so... Oh, God, I can't believe that she actually likes the band. I still can't believe that she likes the band, but she does. And she just came in with her little dog, and she was just like, what do you want me to do? And I said, do whatever you want. And she's like, no, you tell me what you want me to do. And I that was really intimidating, but she's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
So it was stimulating
cool,
to work with her?
But very warm at the same time, I guess.
Right. So it sounds like she's just professional, but she's also down to earth or something, maybe.
She's very down to earth, yeah.
That's terrific. So
I think
it was.
She's been through a lot, you know, so it's like.
Yeah.
She has a little bit of a guardedness about her, which I totally respect.
Yeah, fair enough. And so what's Canadian Changs? What's that mean? I used to have a cat named Chang, but. What does that mean?
Totally just nonsensical. Like, the lyrics are so, like, weirdo. I don't know. I mean, I am a fan of Canada in general. But Shanks is more like the sound of the guitar that the guitar was making, I guess.
Okay.
It was sort of like one of these silly things we just started calling it and then just left it.
Well, we're gonna hear that track in a couple of minutes. I also wanted to ask you, so you guys have been a band, like Heloise and the Savoir Faire has been a band for how long?
In our current incarnation, probably like 4 years.
4 years. And how did you come up with your name?
Well, it is my actual name. Mm-hmm. And then the Savoir Faire was just kind of like this expression. I mean, it's obviously a French expression, mm-hmm. but we were using it sort of as like a term instead of whatever. We'd be like, oh, Savoir Faire. Like, we'll figure it out. And so that's just sort of like the attitude, I guess, of the band is like, we'll figure it out. Whatever is thrown our way, we'll...
Oh, that's right. And so are people mixing you up with Hercules and Love Affair like I keep doing?
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
It is. I mean, it's just funny because it's like an H name and then a band name at the end that rhymes. It's funny how similar it is, but I know it's just a coincidence.
It's crazy. And they're from Brooklyn. And even our UK booker, he was like Eloise and the Love Affair. And I was like, no. we kid around about it all the time.
Like, well, I was talking to my friends last night, and I'm like, my one goal for today is not to say Heloise and Love Affair, but to say Heloise and the Savoir Faire. And that is who we're talking to, listeners, as we've just tuned into CITR Radio. We've got Heloise from Heloise and the Savoir Faire on the air. They are playing live tomorrow at the Biltmore Cabaret with Sammy Joe, who is the Scissor Sisters DJ. It's going to be a hot show. We're going to be giving away tickets for it in a couple of minutes here, so you don't want to go away. Heloise, I know you got to catch a plane, and you're going to be here tonight?
We're going to be, I think we're flying actually into Seattle.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be there tomorrow morning.
Terrific. And what are your plans for when you, what do you want to do when you're in Vancouver? I know you're going to just have one day, but are you going to be going to the aquarium? Are you going to go swimming?
I feel like, Sarah, who's in the band, has been to Vancouver before. I think she's got a little plan for us.
So oh, great.
We'll be in good hands.
And so when you play tomorrow night at the Biltmore, what can we expect from your live show?
Costume changes, everyone singing and playing their guts out, and hopefully a good sense of humor.
Totally. And it'll be a mad dance party, too, because the band, as you can hear from the tracks I've been playing, super dancey, super fun. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, I love Disco Heaven. It's a disco song, it's a dance song, but the first thing you say is, I am not an object, I am the subject. The choices I make are the consequences. Now, that's just straight second wave feminist theory. I love it. I love it that you're saying that. How does that fit in with Disco Heaven?
I have no idea. I mean, I think, I like to, like, glomp a bunch of stuff together. My mother was an existentialist, and she was, like, really into Jean-Paul Sartre and all that
kind of
stuff. So a lot of that kind of philosophical thought, I just sort of was like, you know, the meaning of life, I mean, it's totally silly, but then I was, like, putting it into, like, what if heaven turned out to be a gigantic Studio 54? And because, you know, like, Louis Claude, or I'm probably not saying it right, but that Jean-Paul Sartre play, where they're, you know, all in this room together.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking about that and, like, what if it was a discotheque instead or something? I wish I could articulate my weird
Well, that's it's art, so that's why you're not. It's not supposed to be fully literal, fully articulate, right? It's art, so it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, a little obtuse, I guess.
Totally. Well, I love the song. I love all your songs. I know you got to catch a plane. It's 1:25 here on CHR, and I want to get to some more of your music, and I want to give away some tickets to your show tomorrow night. So, thank you so much for your time, Heloise.
Thank
and do you have anything
so
else? No, my pleasure. Do you have anything else you want to say to Vancouver or to CITR or any parting words for us?
I guess I'm just really excited to meet you all and see you tomorrow night.
Okay, and we're excited to have you. We have been talking to Heloise from Heloise and the Savoir Faire. The track we have right now is called Canadian Changs, featuring Deborah Harry. It's off their debut record, Yep Rock Records, Trash Rats and Microphones. And once more, Heloise, have a safe flight, and we'll see you tomorrow
Thanks
night.
So much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That's it. That's right, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this is Heloise and the Savoir Faire.
If everything's really everything, do does that mean nothing's nothing to? If you added up one plus one, would it equal more than just you? There are so many horses and steamboats, faces and places to stay. There are infinite pandas, bananas, chinchillas, gorillas to play with. What is the plan, my man? Can you help me understand? Stages to enlighten in the space between a no or yes. Is this my paradise lost? Will I get up and what's the cost? What was last will come first in another universe. You wanted it to be so easy. Easy on you, it's not easy on me. I'm afraid I can't do it, cause you hold the keys. Oh, you golden scepter, all acceptor, all except me. Feels like I'm running in crop circles, running in a field of dreams. What is the plan, my man? Can you help these understand stages to enlighten in the space between a no or yes? Is this my paradise lost? Will I get up and what's the cost? What was last will come first in another universe. What is the plan, my man? Can you help these understand stages to enlighten in the space between a no or yes? Is this my paradise lost? Will I get up and what's the cost? What was last will come first in another universe.
Yes, Heloise and the Savoir Faire here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Woo! And some more Heloise and the Love Affair here on CITR. It's 1:30. You're tuned into the broadcast with DJ Betty Ford. You probably caught our interview with Heloise and the Savoir Faire. They will be playing live tomorrow night at the Biltmore with DJ Sammy Joe, who is the Scissor Sisters DJ, and DJ Dicky Doo for this very special live edition of Mixed Up at the Biltmore Cabaret. And I have tickets for two lucky callers, two sets of two tickets each. All you've got to do is be the third and the sixth caller, respectively, to 822-CITR. That's UBC CITR or 822-2487, area code 604. Give me a call here at the broadcast and tell me what city are Heloise and the Savoir Faire from. That's all you got to do. 604-822-2487. The phone's already lighting up. So let's go to something from the new Cyndi Lauper. We don't usually play such commercial stuff here, but it's Cyndi. It's the broadcast. This is Echo, and I'm DJ Betty Ford. Come on, Cyndi, play. Play, Cyndi, play.
Woke up to the clock. What knob makes it stop? Time to be aware. Time to just be there. You go, 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 go. I go, 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 go. Conversations rare. Trail off. Go, go, go. Every place I go, never told you so. Echo.
drop, never like to stop. We'll be right back.
the first days of the springtime, made you a prince with a thousand enemies, made a trail of a thousand tears, made you prisoner inside your own frequency.
There's a goal that's in me, once a day I'm sorry, doesn't mean I'm sorry.
At the first hour of the springtime, made you a prince with a thousand enemies. Now I see you from the corner, clock strikes and I know you will be drinking alone. There's a ghost in me, who wants to say I'm sorry, doesn't mean I'm sorry. There's a ghost in me, who wants to say I'm sorry, doesn't mean I'm sorry.
From Ladytron on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That was the Toxic Avenger mix of Ghost, a track from their new album, Velocifer. Before that, we heard from Blondie, since we were talking about Blondie, because she does make an appearance, a couple of appearances on Heloise and the Savoir Faire's album, Trash Rats and Microphones. So we played Blondie from Greatest Hits album. That was Atomic. Before that, another band that's coming to Vancouver shortly, the Ting Tings, from their debut album, We Started Nothing. That track was Shut Up and Let Me Go. The Ting Tings are playing this Monday night at the Plaza Club. They are a terrific band. They're one of my new favorite bands as well. This has been all about the new favorite bands this hour, it seems like. So, yeah, don't miss that show, The Plaza Club, this Monday, The Ting Tings. You can get more information at theplazaclub.net. And before that, we heard from the brand new Cyndi Lauper. Bring Ya to the Brink is the name of the album. That track was called Echo. And before that, we spent the first half an hour of the broadcast today listening to tracks from and speaking with Heloise from Heloise and the Savoir Faire. They are going to be live at the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night with DJ Dickie Doo and Sammy Joe from the Scissor Sisters. You do not want to miss this show. Congratulations to Anne-Marie and Pavel. They were our third and sixth callers, respectively, and got the trivia question right, so they won themselves tickets. Those of you that called in and didn't win tickets, don't despair. There will be tickets at the door. You don't want to miss this show. We've only got 15 minutes left here on the broadcast, and then we will have Radio Zero in the piece. It's been a pleasure. I am DJ Betty Ford. You can find out more about me, download my mixes, my podcasts, or ask me for guest lists for my gigs at www.myspace.com/DJBETTIFORDE, DJ Betty Ford. Or you can check me out at www.DJBettyFord.com. I will be DJing at Lick tomorrow night, 455 Abbott Street. You can find me every Tuesday at my residency, Stacked Tuesday, at Celebrities Nightclub, 1022 Davie Street. Again, you can hit me up for guest lists for anything that I'm doing. I'm always happy to hear from you guys. Coming up, the last couple tracks, we are going to hear from something brand new from my favorite Canadian electronic band ever, Procon. www.proconmusic.com. They have a second album coming out in the fall. I can't wait. The album's called Kingmaker. The track is called Lunar Hammer. We're going to hear that. And we're also going to hear one more track from Heloise and the Savoir Faire from Trash Rats and Microphones. We're going to hear Poor Tea. This is all coming up after these messages.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of very unique shows you love. Artist information and interviews are accessible right from the listings, as our maps and calendars for virtual venues.
If everything's really everything, does that mean nothing's nothing to? If you added up 1 + 1, would it equal more than just you?
Morning breaks, the kettle's on. I'm not awake, there's no alarm. The hills aflame behind me as the ash seeps through my window. My mother's voice spills out of me like vinegar. Seems I just can't stop. My fire burning beacon, dare I let it shine this bright? If you could take my youth and hold it in your hand, then you'd understand. It falls through, it's just sand. No sense in holding on, the current's much too strong. Extinguish all those silly dreams. Did you turn out the light? Wander through the day. Did you turn out the light? Did you turn out the light? You wander through the day. Did you turn out the light? Did you turn out the light? I used to be pencil for hours with no consequence. My youth and hold it in your hand, then you'd understand. It falls through, it's just sand. No sense in holding on, the current's much too strong. Extinguish all those silly dreams. Did you turn out the light? The day, did you turn out the light? Did you turn out the light? You wander through the day. Did you turn out the light? Did you turn out the light? Did you turn out the light? Potie, do you remember me? I was 17.
17.
We hung out one night at the mouth of the Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I started feeling like you were kind of feeling me. I started sweating. It was 98 degrees. We had a view of a big battleship at sea. You had an animal spring. And it appealed to me. You
guns out, you start.